K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, my name's Nick.
Hey, Nick, you're caller 20.
Oh, awesome.
You got tickets to the Klein Alley Show Endless Summer Barbecue with Royal Otis this Friday.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so awesome. I really appreciate it.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is Kevin Ryder. What is up, party people? On the show today, we have People Are Dumb, a Colorado park ranger stabbed himself after Googling what happens if I stab myself. A Florida woman was caught toilet papering a car in a hot dog costume, and we don't know why. There's a local guy from Los Angeles who subdued a drunk and unruly passenger on a flight. We have the 420 catch of the day, and at 5 o'clock, we're going to give away tickets for Modest Mouse and Flaming Lips, and we've got a lot more of this. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Oh, you're bringing the crazy extra hard today, huh?
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
A Florida woman wearing a hot dog costume was arrested for disorderly conduct this week, according to officers. They said Marcia Morgan was arrested Monday for disorderly conduct and resisting an officer without violence. Officer said she was upset that her neighbor was parking near her yard when the incident started. They said she, while dressed in a hot dog costume, started leaning against her neighbor's vehicle. She also ripped toilet paper and started placing it all over the vehicle. The responding officer said in her arrest affidavit, she's accused of being intoxicated and refusing to cooperate with the investigation. Why was she in a hot dog costume? They don't know. I have a guess.
Cocaine, cocaine, cocaine.
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa, you're caller 20.
Yes!
Congratulations. You got tickets to the Klein Alley Show Endless Summer Barbecue with Royal Otis happening on Friday.
Oh my God. Yay.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
In Colorado, a park ranger is accused of stabbing himself in elaborate hoax. Here's the report.
The same morning he is accused of stabbing himself, he Googled injuries to the abdomen.
Tonight, police say the park ranger who says he was stabbed in Staunton State Park on Tuesday by a 6-foot, 200-pound white man made it all up.
I'm sorry, what?
Detectives say he actually stabbed himself.
What?
Sheriff's office at the time said they had come to believe it was a targeted attack. It turns out they were on to this ranger's story and disparities in it within hours, and they now have come to believe he targeted himself.
He stabbed himself on purpose.
Six law enforcement agencies searching for a man they believed had wrestled a knife away from Ranger Callum Heskett.
Callum is quite small. A squirrel could have rescued a knife away from him.
And stabbed him. Heskett said he had approached the man who looked in distress by a trail, but the man stood up and said, expletive the police.
What could that expletive possibly be?
And charged at him. It meant the park was shut down and people in the surrounding area kept out of their homes.
Well, I'll tell you, we've had a lot of strange cases. Strange happens a lot, but to absolutely create an elaborate scheme
right.
to bring this many people to your aid
right.
For nothing is rare.
Heskett said he was knocked down on his back.
Did they check the back of his uniform?
But that part of his uniform was clean. Said he'd been punched in the back of the head.
Did they check the back of his head?
There was no injury.
On
Heskett's phone, a detective found searches for...
Let me guess, how to stab yourself safely?
How deep are arteries in lower abdomen? And abdominal anatomy.
He is now a suspect in an elaborate hoax, and we feel very confident that he... created a self-inflicted wound to himself and made a story up.
Why? I have a guess.
Cocaine, cocaine, cocaine.
This is Kevin Ryder. In the afternoon, there is a news story about a Los Angeles man who helped corral an unruly passenger on an airline while they were flying. And here is part of the news story.
This cell phone video of law enforcement escorting a man off a plane in cuffs went viral. Breeze Airways said he appeared drunk and repeatedly attacked flyers and the crew. Passengers told us it was this man who put him in his place.
The linebacker dude that was sitting in 17C literally picked this man up underneath his armpits and put him down.
Sir Rodrigo.
Rashawn Riley is a school security guard who happened to be on Wednesday's flight from Norfolk to Los Angeles.
I got
to
tell you, we have Rashawn on the phone. Big Ray, welcome to K-Rock.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I got to tell you, man, watching that was so satisfying because you see people acting like jackasses, and to see you pick that man up off of his feet and put him in a seat like he's a rag doll was so refreshing.
I mean, it's crazy because I didn't even realize I picked him up off his feet until I actually got off the airplane when we diverted. And when my cousin sent me the video, I said, oh, my God, I had no idea because I got so upset. Just the buildup of watching this guy act up for close to 3 hours.
Tell us about the buildup. Yeah, what was going on with that guy?
He was just very intoxicated, very intoxicated. I mean, he was actually acting very weird when we first got on the plane. He was talking to everyone around him that was sitting very close to him. And I just said to myself, you know, are they flying together? Are they together? Or, you know, do we know them? But clearly he was irritating them. And when they start, like, giving him the cold shoulder, that's when he start going after the flight attendants.
Wow. And yeah. Then at some point they cut off the alcohol?
Yes, they cut off the alcohol because at about maybe 2 hours into the flight, he decided to get up and go get his own alcohol after they stopped serving him. Mm. So that's when the pilot made the announcement, hey, you know what, we're finna divert this plane. We're not serving no more alcohol. And those words triggered him to take him over the edge. And that's when he started throwing all his trash down the aisle. And that's what I told myself, because everyone else was clearly scared.
Yep.
I said, I'm going to have to do something really fast, or this guy is going to, you know, he's going to possibly try to probably go after the pilot.
How big are you, Big Ray?
I am 6'6", 330.
So in a situation like that, do people automatically look at you and go, hey, man, help us out?
You know what? It's crazy because they were looking at me like that the whole time. But because I know my strength, of course, my stature, I say, I'm just going to let this build up. Because at the same time, my son is on his flight. I don't want to have my son witness what I have to do to this guy, right?
Right.
But it just got to a point where I said, you know what? Everyone's lives are at risk at this point. Let me do something.
I got to tell you, that let me do something moment was so refreshing to see, that instant karma of an asshole getting his. You pick him up off the ground, put him down into the airplane seat. Did he stay there the rest of the flight?
You know what? He actually stayed there, and everyone started clapping. And it was one of those moments where, okay, we get to kind of finally settle in now. So at that point, I'm thinking, well, okay, we're going to Los Angeles now. We could, you know, go ahead. So about 25, 30 minutes later, he decided to get back up. Now, it's crazy because I actually set him back down again, but it wasn't as vicious as the first one. I kind of grabbed him by his shirt and just set him sit down. At that point, we were already getting closer to landing. So I said, I'm going to let the cops deal with it at this point.
Yeah, that's smart. Well, yeah. Big Ray, thank you for joining me today. Big Ray is a security guard at Robert E. Peary Middle School in Gardena, and his nickname is Shaq by some of the, I guess, the principal and some of the kids.
That is correct.
So incredibly happy to see you on that airplane and be able to take care of that situation.
No problem at all.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it. Hey, Rock. Hello. Who's this?
This is Allie.
Hi, Allie. You are caller 20.
Hey.
Awesome. You got tickets to the Klein Alley Endless Summer Barbecue with Royal Oats.
Is that like an oatmeal? New oatmeal?
I meant Royal Otis. This is Kevin Ryder with the 420 catch of the day. Coming up next, Megan Holliday is here for Three Things at Four.
K-Rock.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at Four with Megan Holliday and Kevin Ryder.
One, two, three.
Residents in Van Nuys are fed up by their absolutely insane neighbor. Let's hear the story.
Talk about a noisy neighbor. These horns have been blaring sporadically since May, stirring complaints from folks who live on Peach Avenue in Van Nuys, who say he's a neighbor straight from
hell. Just that simple.
Hell.
Yeah, from hell. I hate to say it, but it's true.
Those complaints turn to confrontations.
Hell.
This woman asking the man named Gary to stop as his house alarm wails.
I just saw you, man. You gotta chill out, man. You're killing us here.
When she spoke with him Wednesday, she says he made cryptic comments about someone possibly being after him and that he needed the police's help.
So this story came out about a week and a half ago, but I wanted to give the follow-up that this man was finally arrested, and I can confirm that cocaine is a hell of a drug. Jesus Christ.
Cocaine, cocaine, cocaine.
Thank you, thank you. Okay, and for our second story, an Oregon man going by the TikTok handle Central Oregon Fishing has gained a huge following for catfishing other guys on dating apps to coax them into sharing their secret fishing spots. Okay.
What?
He then goes to the GPS coordinates and he films himself fishing on their locations. His TikTok videos explores, you know, where he's at these sites, and some days he scores big, others he doesn't. But for whatever reason, this guy has gone crazy viral. And I cannot understand what people are getting out of it.
Not really into the fishing thing.
But I can say that this is literal catfishing. Yes. So I guess he took it very literally. He understood the assignment. Okay, and for our third story, Green Day, they posted on their socials last night and they said, so big news, we made a movie. We teamed up with our good friend Lee Kirk on a wild road trip coming-of-age comedy titled New Year's Rev. It's about a garage band who think that they've scored the gig of their lives opening up for us, except plot twist, it is actually a prank. It's packed with all of your favorite Green Day songs and lots of cameos. The film is our love letter to all of our favorite road trip movies, 90s nostalgia, and chasing it all, no matter how ridiculous it gets. The movie premieres September 12th at the Toronto Film Festival, and I can't wait to go
out. That sounds awesome.
And see it. I'm Megan Holliday, coming up next, 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
You remember the band The Temper Trap? They were Australian, and they put out three albums, the last one of which was in 2016. They have a brand new song. It's their first song in 9 years that they put out that's new. It's called Lucky Dimes, and it's our 420 catch of the day from Temper Trap on K-Rock. That is Lucky Dimes by Temper Trap, their first new song in 9 years. It is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock.
Can't wait, can't wait, can't wait.
Woo!
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We're going to do a phone topic coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. And our prize is
Modest Mouse and Flaming Lips. Tickets to see them at the Greek Theater on September 4th.
We will tell you the subject coming up in a few minutes on K-Rock. It is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Hello.
Told you we were talking a little bit earlier in What's Up with Florida about a woman who was dressed in a hot dog costume, was busted for toilet paper crime, drunk and angry that a neighbor parked near her yard. Marcia Morgan, 48, covered the vehicle with toilet paper. And you said, I have a crazy toilet paper story. And I said, I have a crazy toilet paper story. What are the chances of that? Like, do people steal toilet paper?
I don't know if they still do, because these young kids, they don't know how to have fun like
right,
we did.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? But I think that our listeners have
what happened
a lot.
To you?
Well, okay, so we would go a lot, but and I hope that no one in her family is listening. But I have known this girl and her family since I was 4 years old.
Okay.
And then we went to high school together as well. Her brother was my drug dealer.
Okay.
And so it was me, my best friend, and my older brother, and we went, and they lived like 5 minutes from us. Okay. So we go to the store, we get our supplies, and something that we were famous for doing was we hit the house with toilet paper, normal.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had diapers that we put baby food in the diapers. And then stuck them to the garage door. Okay, I mean, caused a lot of
stuck
damage.
Them like they were stuck there with tape?
No, just be squished.
Right, but they
just,
would stay there like that.
They would stay there like that. Yeah, and we caused a I mean, that's a lot of damage that we caused to their house.
Did you ever water down the toilet paper? Because that makes it impossible to get out of trees.
Yeah, see, that's horrible. No, we never did do that. Thanks for the tip now.
I think we were in high school, and we were toilet papering somebody's house, and I don't remember why, but I do remember I had two rolls of toilet paper in my hands. And I felt a gun touch my head.
No.
And it was the house that we were toilet papering. Their neighbor had come out with a pistol and put it to my head and said, "What are you doing?" And I was kind of mad, oddly.
Not scared, not terrified.
Yeah, I was scared to death, but I was also mad that this person was going so crazy over what we were clearly doing, which was toilet paper. So I said, "Toilet papering? Like, you idiot, what are you doing?" And he said, "Get out of here." And we left, and I was like, "Oh my God, that guy had a gun to my head over toilet paper." God.
He pulled a Clint Eastwood. Get off my lawn.
I was so shocked.
Oh, my God.
And then there was one other time. And then we're going to take your calls at 800-520-1067. If you toilet paper someone's house, or cause some type of, I don't know.
Yeah, just crazy damage.
You caused. So also my basketball coach, we used to call him Buns because he had a huge butt. And he would knock us off the court every time he went. So we went and we got hamburger buns.
Oh,
we bought 1,000 of them, and we covered his car and his front yard, and we got up on top of his house, and we were covering his roof with hamburger buns.
And they were home, and you were on the roof?
Yes. And the neighbor called the cop and said he thought we were trying to break in. So when we were driving away, a police car pulled behind us and pulled us over and was like, "What were you guys doing? Were you trying to break into the house?" And I was like, I was a little upset. I think it's pretty clear. Like, we did a really good job of covering every inch of that man's house with a hamburger bun.
Buns on buns.
Right?
You know? Oh, my God.
And so the neighbor told our coach, and our coach got in his car and followed and got caught up with us and told the cops, they're my students, and they were just playing a prank on me. It's okay, don't worry about it. They weren't trying to break in.
You got so lucky.
I got so lucky.
Buns was a nice guy.
Yes, Buns was nice. Yep.
Oh, my God.
All right, 800-520-1067. How do we want to word this?
Just funny toilet paper stories or shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
Yeah.
Against neighbors.
Yeah, neighbors or friends.
800-520-1067. You call with your stories, and the most entertaining story gets...
You get your tickets to Modest Mouse and the Flaming Lips September 4th at the Greek Theater.
K-Rock, you got caught up in some shenanigans?
All right, so one of my friends had a crush on a girl back in high school, and we thought it was a good idea to kind of like do something to her yard. So we thought forking was a good idea. But that night I was working at a movie theater. I was working in the snack bar. So I thought it was a great idea to just load up a whole bunch of popcorn. So I ended up filling up 2 or 3 trash bags full of popcorn. So then we went ahead and went to her house, stuck a bunch of forks into the yard, and we ended up pouring all the popcorn onto the grass and then taking a hose and then watering all the grass. And what actually turned out, it was a brand new grass that they had just laid about a week or so ago. Yeah, then he ended up taking the fall for all of us.
You are a lucky bastard.
Oh my God, how did they even find out it was him, though?
I am not really too sure. I think she kind of like flirted with him a little bit and then ended up getting it out of him.
That'll do it.
Did they become a couple? Did it work?
They did eventually become a couple, but it only lasted like about a month or so, but...
All right. It was an effort.
And I'm sure the family hated him.
Yeah. Oh, they sure did.
Congratulations to
Mike in El Monte.
Got the tickets to see the Klein Alley Show Endless Summer Barbecue with Royal Otis. We are taking your phone calls on shenanigans that you got into while you were in high school. And the prize,
Modest Mouse and Flaming Lips. You're going to go to that show at the Greek on September 4th.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi, I'm calling regarding the shenanigans story.
Yes, what did you do?
My friends ended up taking off the rims off my car over the weekend while I spent it at my girlfriend's house. And I got home and my car was unblocked.
Love it. Oh, that's awesome. What did you do? Did you call the police?
I'm spending the weekend at my girlfriend's house and I come home and my car's unblocked. And I'm over here flipping out because they were brand new rims. And they ended up putting them on the side of my neighbor's house so I wouldn't see what was going on, man.
Your friends are hilarious.
Oh, my God. Dude, I even asked them, I'm like, hey, man, do you guys even like me, dude? Like, what the hell did I do to you guys, man? And they just started laughing. They're like, oh, my God, we thought you were going to call the cops and this and that. And I'm like, man, you guys, I swear, like, who needs enemies when I got friends like you guys?
K-Rock, in high school, what kind of shenanigans did you get into?
In high school, me and my buddy used to light ourselves on fire. We would, like, put on a couple layers of old clothes and, like, spray ourselves with hairspray real good, you know?
Right.
And then light up and run around. And it went out quick because it was hairspray.
Kids, do not try this at home.
So one time, we're at a bonfire at Corona Del Mar at the beach. And he's like, dude, I want to do the fire thing. But we didn't have hairspray. All we had was lighter fluid.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so he soaks his jeans in lighter fluid, jumps through the flames, lights up, starts running around screaming. Everybody's like, holy shit. And then suddenly his screams turn to like real pain and freaking out. And like we realize, oh my God, his jeans are melting. And so he laid down. We all kick sand on him until he gets put out. And ultimately we had to like pull his jeans off and like peel some of his skin off.
Oh my God, that sounds so terrible.
Yeah, it was a bad day.
We are taking your phone calls on shenanigans you got into while you were in high school, and the most entertaining story gets...
You're going to go see Modest Mouse and the Flaming Lips September 4th at the Greek, so call us up.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, I stole a Bob's Big Boy statue in high school.
How and from where?
Well, it was down in San Diego. My buddy and I took a full-size statue, put it in the back of a pickup truck, and drove it through the middle of Mission Valley to get to his house and hide it for 2 days.
And then what? What was the plan?
And we put it in the middle of our athletic field. And then showed up on Monday morning, and it's like when you're at CSI, and they say, look at the scene to figure out who did the crime.
Right.
Me and my buddy are watching the whole thing.
Legendary!
Nicely done. Well played. Taking phone calls of high school shenanigans. You have a story?
So when I was in high school, my senior year of high school, I was in charge of the student ID. So when they would come to register, they would get their picture taken and we would print out their ID card.
Right.
But what I ended up doing, my friend and I, we gave them all like comic names instead of their real names.
Oh, yes.
And we got in trouble with the principal for doing that. Everybody had to come back and redo their...
How many people had to redo their IDs?
Probably about 175.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Do you remember any of the names that you put on the cards?
So there was like Mickey Mouse, there was like, Doctor Who, there was...
You had to know that that was going to come back to you, right?
Come on! Senior year! What are they going to do? Who hasn't started yet?
I love you. This is great. This is fantastic.
K-Rock, hello. You got in some high school shenanigans?
For reasons undisclosed, I won't name this place that it was at because I don't want to get caught up for it. But when we were kids in high school, we lived in a ski resort town. And a couple of me and my buddies were a couple of bad kids who ran around and did stupid stuff.
Right.
And one time we go into one of the big resorts on the ski mountain and we're in the stairwell messing around, you know, smoking, doing dumb stuff. And one of us has the bright idea to light a lighter on one of the fire sprinklers.
Oh.
Okay. So the sprinkler goes off, and we're like, oh, shit. So we all run out. We have to walk out through the main lobby, right? And we're wet because the sprinkler, it's like four of us. We're all wet. And as we're walking out, we make it almost to the door. The alarm goes off, and every sprinkler in the entire hotel goes off.
Oh, my God. Is that what you were trying to have happen?
No, not at all. We were just being stupid. We had no idea. And we just took off. We bolted about it. And to this day, all four of us, we just something we don't talk about.
I love it. I love that you called us with something you just don't talk about.
Go on the radio and tell everybody.
Who do you like? I think I like the ID girl because she sounds a little crazy.
Yeah. Well, I just feel like we took her right back to that time in her life where this was happening. And I just.
What do you have to lose? You're a senior.
Yeah, exactly.
I kind of like her.
Okay, let's give it to ID cards. Debbie, you're going to go see Modest Mouse and the Flaming Lips September 4th at the Greek.
Congrats, Deb. That is it for me. I'm out of here. Megan Holiday will take you from here.
And I've got your in for the Klein Alley Endless Summer Barbecue with Royal Otis going down this Friday. So be caller 20 at 6.